Welcome to episode 147 of the Good Kraken Show. I am your host today, Devin Stanford, aka Brevin the Dude, and I am joined here today by the very, 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 very screaming Polynesian.
What a segue.
Very.
Ernell Pearson.
What's happening? Not much.
I was going to say some other words, but I just decided not to because, you know, you've been a pain in my ass lately.
Mm-hmm. Good. Somebody has to be. Somebody has to fucking be. When Devin is out here just running amok, you know what I mean? Just running around gallivanting, you know, acting a fool. Someone has to keep the man together. All right. Yeah. Someone has to keep the man again.
I mean, that's fair.
Because Tinder won't. You know what I mean? Tinder's not going to do it. And so I have to. I have to be subject to the five-slight man. Listen, you know, it's
listen.
Yeah.
You know, this injury, it sucks. Like, the bottom line, it sucks. But it's also been a blessing and a curse because I've been having a great summer vacation.
That is the worst explanation you could have given. I'm sure Garrick would have loved to say the same thing. Right, Garrick? Tell him.
No, this doesn't feel like a vacation at all.
That wonderful, beautiful voice you just heard is my little cherry blossom. Garrick be eating. How you doing?
Sound of baby.
A little better than last time I was here.
How's it going? How's it feeling? Is it healing up okay? Like,
Dude, it feels fucky. Like, it just feels real, real fucky. Like, the thing is, like the easiest way I've been able to describe it to people is like, it feels like my fucking kneecap.
What did I miss?
Morin.
Oh my god!
I fucking told you, Devin. I told you people were asking. Oh, this is great! This is a golden moment in human society.
Ridiculous. I wasn't gonna miss Polyphia.
Whatever, bro.
How was your Saturday?
This is biblical. This is fucking biblical. I love it. Anyways, Gary, I'm sorry. I had to.
You're good. You're good.
Just so everybody knows, Rumble Versus is only two player. I didn't make that choice.
No, that's fair. That's okay.
That one's fair. No, so last Thursday, I dislocated my left knee I injured a ligament that I cannot fucking re-pronounce because the name's really long and it's probably a ligament you've never even heard of. But basically it's this ligament that goes from the inside of your knee, from the underside of your leg, and basically pulls up and goes under your kneecap and attaches to the cartilage right there. Well, the way that my knee dislocated, it slipped and pulled that. So I start physical therapy like either this week or next week. Okay. I do that for a month and we'll see whether or not like that will repair the damage to the ligament. If not, then we're looking at like MRIs and surgery and stuff. Hopefully it doesn't get to that point. But they got me in a new fancy little brace. It's actually quite a bit smaller. It's not as big and heavy as the one I showed you guys earlier.
Yeah.
It's a lot more comfortable than the previous brace, but it doesn't stabilize as much. So like I have like more freedom of movement and I can walk, but it's like still fucking hurts to walk.
It's not comfortable. As someone who had gotten a real fucked up knee during a football game, I highly recommend to continue using crutches for a while. If you have an option to. Did they even have you on crutches?
They didn't give me crutches, no. They literally just gave me the brace. Then I have some crutches at home. I think I'm actually going to try to find them. And then I got myself some elevator access at work. So I'm not going up and down the stairs to get to my office all day.
ADA regulations. I love that. Surreal. What's happening, baby? I love you. Hi. Drax, what's happening? Welcome
it's,
in.
It's feeling a little bit better, dude. The thing is the TLDR is my knee is just my leg's so weak. Like if I were to take this brace off, I would just fucking fold like a lawn chair, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hyperextended my knee that dislocated my kneecap back in, sophomore year? Yeah, sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And I had to wear a brace for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at least like a month's worth of physical therapy right now. And like, I have dislocated my knees before. It's just been quite the long minute since I've done so. It was actually in my sophomore year, oddly enough, as well as when I dislocated my knee. It was during a wrestling match.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Mine was skateboarding. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a good sign that they have you onto a different brace so soon. I mean, that is a good sign of healing. I mean, like, that's rad.
Yeah, he thinks
I mean,
if there is any tearing, it's pretty minimal. I'm just honestly looking at the pain factor right now. Like, I don't mind hobbling along for a little while as long as it's not like, you know, I'm not getting shooting pains or like my foot's randomly going freaking numb and stuff. The weird thing is like my it was dislocated, like in the dislocated position for over like an hour. Mm-hmm. So like there's some weird nerve stuff going on. Yeah. So if I do bend my knee at all, like fuck, my foot just goes fucking numb, dude. Like
I love that for you. Yep. I love that for you. Cyril says, sick. Cyril says, Garrick, you look cute today. There you go. Yeah, if you guys want a reason to cringe,
which is good because I looked like shit like 15 minutes ago.
You did. You look real bad. That's a good compliment, Cyril. I'll tell you.
I had to clean up. So thank you.
If you guys want a skin crawler, my knee story was my leg being posted during a football game, and a guy went to tackle me, and he went head first into the side of my knee while my foot was posted down, and just. Snapped right, yep. That bad boy right off the side. It was great. And God, it was wonderful.
My
leg. I socked the dude in the helmet because he wouldn't get off my fucking leg. So I was punching him in the side of the head.
Like, get the fuck off me,
dude! I was fucking horrified that I broke my fucking shit off. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to break Devin's shit off, but
is that a threat or a promise? Oh,
it's a promise, baby. Let's go. Give me it. You know what I'm saying?
He says,
You little snack. Are you a snack or you know you can fuck buffet?
About breaking people, though. That's what we're talking about. Yep. A return to family and the best gamer grub and much, much more. Because this is the Good Kraken Podcast, your choice for all the nerdy video game and pop media news, reviews, and discussions that you want to hear live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 12 p.m. West Coast, Best Coast time. If you're riding this wave, you can head on over to our Discord where you can submit questions and topics to the show, get exclusive content, and have early access before they go live on podcast and video services across the digital sea.
Yarg.
Yarg. I was muted. Yarg.
But if you've emptied your pockets for the latest and greatest in entertainment, that is totally fine. You can watch us record the show live right here at twitch.tv/goodkrakenshow. If you have Amazon Prime, you also have Twitch Prime, and we would love for you to give that to us to help us keep pushing out content for all of you listening or watching at home. But you can also support us by going to our YouTube channel, clicking that beautiful bell and big red button, or by subscribing to our podcast channel by searching Good Kraken !! And leaving a review there.
Review.
Thank you.
Ernell!
What's out of baby?
Shut the fuck up. Reminder, we won't be doing going live posts for our podcast recordings anymore. Nope. Gameplay, new episodes, and special events will, though. So, you know, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You'll get that nice little weekly update.
Mm-hmm. And one other platform.
Yep. Go follow us on TikTok. We might be doing live content on there soon. And also, TikTok's tight.
So we were one of the random people that got picked to have the capability to do live TikTok again. Now that they've figured
that
out.
Damn, you don't have the TikTok link in the socials.
It is Good Kraken Show across all of our platforms, though. So as long as you guys can see that, you guys can get that. Cyril, you mean post thirst traps. Oh, you know it.
Well, 100%.
You know what I'm saying? That's me winking both eyes at the same time, but not at the same time. Just
but yeah, everybody go look us up. Good Kraken Show.
Oh, please do.
Yo, Ernell, can you tell the people what we're going into next year?
God damn, Devin, I would love to, because ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the helm.
We're so dumb.
I love it. I love it, baby.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Ernell, do you actually want to take this first story?
Oh, you want me to take the first one? Oh, okay. Yeah, my go good for sir. It. Okay, go my good it. Sir. Jordan Peele teases a Nope sequel. This comes from Ethan Schanfeld over at Variety. Jordan Peele won over fans, critics, and the box office alike with his summer sci-fi thriller, Nope. Which is why the yup thing was, anyways. And while the movie's ending doesn't scream for a sequel, as with any of the Peele's films, there is a lot left to the imagination, including a mysterious character listed on IMDb as quote-unquote nobody, played by Michael Bush. Peele addressed the uncredited character, fan theories, and the possibility for a sequel in an interview with the New York Times, hinting quote-unquote, we're not overtelling all of these stories. The story of that character has yet to be told, I can tell you that, Peele said, referencing the IMDb credit. Quote, which is another frustrating way of saying, I'm glad people are paying attention. I do think that they will get more answers on some of these things in the future. We're not overtelling all of these stories, Bush's character. Oh, sorry. We're not over telling all of these stories. Sorry, they were repeating themselves. Bush's character Nobody does not appear in the final cut of Nope, but he is seen very briefly in the trailer, walking calmly against the current of a panicking crowd. Discussing fans' fascination with the character, Peele said, quote, people are doing a lot of interesting detective work earlier this month. Oh my God, I keep doing that. I keep rolling onto the sentences. Let me back up. Peele said, people are doing a lot of interesting detective work. Earlier this month, Nope crossed $100 million at the domestic box office, marking Peele's third feature film to achieve that benchmark. The film follows siblings OJ, played by Daniel Kaluuya, and Emerald Hayworth, Kiki Palmer, as they attempt to capture footage of a mysterious UFO circling their family ranch. Steven Yeun and Brandon Perea also star. Nope is now available on VOD and is still playing in select theaters.
The movie's rad.
The fucking
it was
movie.
Really good. I wouldn't mind a sequel. Not I don't think all. It necessarily needs one, but like I think there's more story to tell there if they want it.
It's like I'm down. Where are they gonna go at that point?
Nope.
Maybe the sequel's just called Yep.
I would yeah, exactly. I know, right? I would like to see some sort of like parallel story, you know, to like
yeah.
What was happening on that timeline, but a different character's perspective of that timeline would be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I don't really know if there's much else for us to have to discover about this alien that mm-hmm. we had seen in this movie, and I don't want to say anything in case anybody hasn't seen it yet, but there's some wild alien? Shit that happens with this alien thing. potentially, right? I'm interested. I'm fucking interested.
I bet you the sequel is just called Nah.
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 Maybe.
Nah.
Maybe. What are you going to say, Garrick? Sorry.
Maybe. I would absolutely go see a sequel to this. Honestly, mm-hmm. though, like, I think it's really funny that, like, it mentioned in the article that this is Peele's third film to cross $100 million, and he's only made three. So, good yeah. track record.
Yeah. Hasn't he made, like, four, though?
Candyman wasn't his IP though. He didn't write that.
Yeah.
Like, no, that was like that yeah. was. These are like his. These are all original IPs. But yeah. I don't know how good Candyman did. Did he just directed that, right? Or did he?
He produced.
He directed.
He produced it.
Gotcha.
Didn't he direct it too?
Let's find out.
I'm a look at that.
You want it?
I didn't see that one, so I'm not.
That's a 2021, sure. right?
2020, yeah. I believe.
No, 2021.
Okay.
It was 2021. I remember we talked about it.
Yeah, no, it's even Surreal says no. Oh. What's it say?
He did not direct it. He wrote it.
Oh, he wrote it, but didn't direct it. Okay. There yeah. we go. There we go.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, like, Devin, do you want a sequel to this? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you're like 100% down on the Jordan Peele train, but.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I think. And this isn't saying a lot because it's still a good movie. The weakest one out of the three is Us, right?
Yeah.
I agree. I would say
which almost, is still a good movie.
Yeah, still good. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. That's like the whole point of that.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I like Get Out, and Get Out is like a masterpiece in its own because
God
of like
damn.
The conversation around it.
Goddamn.
But I think I like Nope more.
Nope is definitely my favorite. I really like Get Out too, just because it's topical, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I would agree that like Us is the weakest one. But I'm down with the whole doppelganger thing. I think that's I thought that was a really interesting take. I don't know. I hope that he doesn't get like hung up on sequels. I think he's got a lot more original stories he can tell. So I hope he continues with those first and foremost, and sequels are kind of on the back burner. Because I would love to see, the dude's got a mind, so I want to see what he comes up with. So,
I would not be mad if he if his next movie was a follow up to Nope, though. But like, here's the thing: I don't think he would do it unless he had a really good idea. And the fact that he was the one to talk about it in the first place kind of already shows that he has an idea of what to do.
Yeah.
What if this is about the monkey?
I thought about that. I was like, wonder if it has like a parallel story, wondering with like what can happen in the intro sequence of the movie.
Because they never explain the why shoe. That happened, the shoe standing straight up. They never explain that.
Yeah.
So, again, we're not going to say much more than that.
Some just things.
More.
Nope.
Good. Hey,
more.
More.
I literally just went to go adjust my glasses and they weren't on my fucking face.
Nice.
Game. I hate doing that.
Love that for you. Love that for you.
The slide.
Yeah. Dude, I would have done that. I would have done that stone cold sober. You shit me. I would like, that's just like a weird thing I do.
But you're not.
Because I wear my glasses more than my contact. No, I'm not. But, you know.
But speaking of things that you can do stone cold sober, why don't you take this next story?
Hey, let's go.
Absolutely. All new Mafia game will join the Hangar 13 family. And this is coming from Petrana Radulovic. Oh, God, it's even spelled out right there for me, and I still stumbled. Radulovic.
There we go.
At Netflix. Jeez Louise. Like, see, I knew I could pronounce it. My brain moves fucking faster than my mouth does.
It's okay.
In a developer interview for the original game's 20th anniversary, general manager Roman Haldrick revealed an upcoming game in the Mafia franchise. I am happy to confirm we've started work on an all new Mafia project, said Hladik. What a fucking, like, these are very, very Hladik. European names.
Hladik.
Yep. While it's a few years away and we can't share anything more right now, we're really excited to keep working on this beloved franchise and to entertain our players with new stories. The original game came out in 2002 and follows a fictional crime family in a city based on Chicago in the 1930s. The subsequent Mafia games also followed different crime families in different fictionalized cities in different time periods. All three games were remastered and re-released in 2020. After the remaster, Hangar 13 started work on a new project, which was codenamed Volt, and was supposed to feature superheroes competing in online play. The game was canceled by Take-Two Interactive in 2021. You guys ever play the Mafia games?
No, but I've always been interested in them.
I personally have not. My sister's husband is a massive fucking fan. Huge fucking fan of the Mafia franchise.
Did you guys ever play the Godfather games?
No.
Oh my.
No, I know.
Y'all sleeping.
I know.
Okay, so like so the Godfather 2 on the PlayStation 2 was such a fucking good game. But honestly, Mafia 2 and Mafia 3 remastered, both so good. Like anything like that's set in like that sort of like 1920s to 1940s like gangster time period is like just, it's always such good storytelling. There's so like much betrayal.
L.A. Noir.
I love it.
Betrayal. I remember hearing about L.A. Dude. Noir being good, and I never played
L.A. Noir is also good. Yeah. It's in the same sort of vein, but the Mafia games are like, they're a little bit like bigger in scope. They're not like, I don't quite remember if the third one is. I know the first two aren't like quite open world. They just feature like really big areas. But like, so I don't know, maybe the new one would end up being more of an open world thing, because even like back in the day, the Godfather 2 game was open world.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing about it. It was like kind of like one of the bigger open worlds at the time, too, wasn't it?
At the time, yeah, it was like a little different. It was like kind of a big deal. So I'm curious to see if they kind of move in that direction. I don't think they necessarily have to. The games have all been good enough in their own states that they don't need to be open world. So they're good games, though. I'm glad they're continuing with the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm definitely interested in this. I mean, like, I'm probably going to want to play some of the prior Mafia content before I dive in at some point.
That's the nice thing about it, really, is like you can just buy all three games available in one bundle and they're all remastered.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I see you. Jagan Chat, he says Mafia 2 was really, really good, and Godfather 2 was so good in all caps.
Godfather 2 was fucking incredible. Like, straight up so good.
Now, Mafia is comparative to, like, a sort of GTA-like, right?
Mm-hmm. Some of the gameplay elements kind of play like that. Like, you do, like, you're doing, like, jobs and stuff.
Sure.
It's definitely more on the storytelling side than GTA is.
Oh, you know I like me that. Okay.
Right. Yeah, all no, right. I really enjoy, like, it could, like, it's definitely, like, if you enjoy, like, those old school, like, those gangster films, like, if you like those, that type of, like, dramatized, like, storytelling, yeah. Like, they encapsulate that really well in the franchise. It almost in some ways kind of feels like you're playing on a movie, but it's got, like, better gunplay and stuff than, like, a cinematic video game.
Okay, alright.
They're tight. Like the Mafia games are sick. You guys should honestly pick them up.
What other games has Hangar 13 done? I want to look this up. Hangar 13 games, right? Okay, so Mafia, that's it.
Yeah, I literally think they're like just known for this.
Yeah, they're let's see, Division of 2K. Yeah, I think they literally just do Mafia games for 2K. That's it. Good on them, I guess. I mean, they figured it out. I mean, I know Mafia has a
You can literally buy the entire Mafia trilogy for $30.
Ooh. Okay.
That's the non-remastered version. But the remastered version with all DLCs in the trilogy, $60. But I mean, three games.
That's a lot of game.
Three highly accredited games. Like, mm-hmm. They've been around long enough to get, you know, two sequels.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I see you. Now we're talking. I have to pick me up some Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Mafia. Yeah, I know. Devin, what's our third story, my guy? Thought you're muted.
I was muted in two different ways. Wow. Yeah,
you were.
I was double muted, guys.
Yep.
Big Chungus might be coming to Multiverses. This is coming from Ryan Leston over at IGN. Per VGC reporter Andrew Marmo, the company has filed a trademark claim for the image of an unaffiliated...
Inflated.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to correct myself.
I got you. Okay. I got you.
Inflated Bugs Bundy under the name of Big Chungus. A very name given to him by an unknown GameStop employee as per the original meme. Based on a term coined by games critic Stephanie Sterling, the trademark filed on August 26, 2022 with the Union Intellectual Property Office covers the use of quote Big Chungus. However, it also includes the use of Big Chungus in motion pictures as well as toys and merch. Multiverses fans are convinced that this means the classic Bugs Bunny meme is coming to the studio's platform-based fighting game. The design of Big Chungus originated from an old episode of Merry Melodies, in which Bugs Bunny inflates himself to oversized proportions in an effort to mock Elmer Fudd. But he wasn't named Big Chungus until 2018, when a GameStop employee's encounter went viral. Since then, Big Chungus has become a bit of an internet celebrity and has already made it into a previous Warner Brothers game, Looney Tunes World of Mayhem.
Big Chungus, baby. We're fucking here.
You gotta say it right. Big Chungus.
You know, when they wrote this article, they were just like, I'm going to see how many times I can write Big Chungus in here 100%. And see where it goes.
Yeah, they were like, Ryan, we're watching you, dog. We're watching you, dude.
I'm pretty sure it says it's, well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4... It says it seven times, and this is this isn't even the full article. This is the fucking excerpt.
Sure is.
Yep. And it says it seven times.
Drax says this is the news I tune in for. Me too.
We deliver the big stuff.
Who would have thought in 2022 I'd be a Big Chungus main?
I'm gonna play the shit out of Big Chungus. You see, the thing is, Bigs Bunny is already broken. Biggs Bunny.
Biggs Bunny. Yeah. He is Biggs Bunny, basically. Big Chungus is Biggs Bunny. You know what I'm saying? Garrett, can you get a main Big Chungus with me?
Dude, no. I'm actually really excited for Black Adam and Stripe. I think they're both going to be cool characters.
That's going to be fun.
I just hope Black Adam's not a mirror fighter to Superman, because he looks like he could be.
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe, right? I hope not, too. But, I mean, what do you think they're going to do? Because Bugs Bunny in Multiverses is, like, he's a mage class, and he just has a bunch of shit he's throwing around all the time. He's throwing out boxes. He's throwing out this big rocket that he rides and tries to, like, smack you with it. He has a baseball bat that he just knocks you out of the arena with.
Dude, that baseball bat is fucked up.
You know, take you the fuck out with that Batman.
The more that you talk about Bugs Bunny's like abilities, makes me realize that Bugs Bunny really is just Ness.
Yeah, basically. He basically, basically fucking is, and that's why he's broken as shit in this fucking game. Drax's Big Chungus merch, y'all. Listen, I'm not saying that I'm gonna be buying a Big Chungus pullover hoodie right in time for winter. I am saying that I'm going to be buying some Big Chungus pullover hoodie for winter time. Let's fucking go.
I'm gonna hold you to that.
I mean, watch me, dog. I can't rep Bugs Bunny. I can rep thick Bugs Bunny, you know what I'm saying? what do you guys think his like moveset's gonna be like?
I think he's gonna be a tank.
Yeah. You think he's gonna be a skin or his own character?
I think he's going to be his own character, and I think he's going to be a tank.
I hope he's his own character. I really hope he's his own character.
I think it'd be cool if he was his own character. I could see him being a support.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a tank, and I think he's going to be the best counter for Iron Giant.
Yeah, we do need a good counter for Iron, because that dude's broken to shit in this game too.
Yeah,
his kit sucks. I
literally have to use Shaggy to beat him. It doesn't matter whatever else I use. It has to be Shaggy.
Drax, I'm getting a fucking triple XL Big Chungus sweater. Me too, dude. Me too. It's been great, dude. Imagine how good we're gonna look, the three of us, with Big Chungus pullover hoodies. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would rep that. I would rep that. So my question, because we have a little bit of time, what are some characters that you guys want to see come to multiverses? Like, knowing that they're doing this and like Black Adam, you know, that there's a lot that they can pull from, a lot of IP.
There is. I mean, Warner Brothers owns a fuck ton of stuff. I mean, the real answer here is Walter White from One Breaking Bad, right? That's the obvious answer that we need.
Is that owned by Warner Brothers, though? I don't think it is. I think Netflix picked up the rights to that.
No, I know. It was a big old meme that was going around for a minute there where people were wanting that to happen. I know what I don't want, and that's Lola Bunny, because I'm sure that the furries would just live in for this game.
That's just like,
well, the thing is like, if we get Lola Bunny, I bet you it'll be the new version.
That's fair. And they don't like that. The people were not.
They do not.
That. Yeah,
they do not. They were not about that.
Unfortunately, very upset that we did not get hot Lola Bunny.
I think I really want like Ed, Nettie in like the Powerpuff Girls.
Okay.
Wait, do they own Cartoon Network?
Yeah, Finn and Jake from Adventure Time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Powerpuff Girls would be pretty dope. I want Mojo Jojo.
Dude, you could get like Mirror Fighters of the Rowdy Rough Boys.
Static Shock.
That'd be sick. Dude, Static Shock would be tight. His kit would be really fun, too. Definitely Mage Class.
Let's see. Yugi. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah,
that'd
dude.
Be fucking cool. That'd be
Blue Eyes White Dragon. Kaiba
could be like Pokemon Trainer.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be a real good copy of that, dude.
He's got like, he's got what is it? Red Eyes, Black Dragon, the Dark Magician, and Exodia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Exactly. I remember.
Surreal, yes, agreed. I don't play that game, but I agree. There we go, dude. I love it.
Oh, and dude, I want Dune characters.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good one. A Dune character would be good. A Captain Planet.
Captain Planet would be sick. That'd be a fucking good one. It's gotta be Don Cheadle, though.
Don Cheadle's Captain Planet, right? The three Powerpuff Girls would be fun. I think that'd be fun too.
We already brought that one up.
Sure did.
Yeah, I know. We do need that instead of the live action TV show that they're gonna do, because did you see that? You guys see that got canceled and then they renewed it again?
Dude, they have rolled through the cast of people who are playing the Powerpuff Girls like 3 or 4 times. Like, they literally, like, that show is gonna be a disaster.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, honestly, I would be cool with like pretty much any of the DC heroes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I bet you Blue Beetle comes.
Red Hood would be tight too.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good. That'd be good, my friend. Oh man. Well, Devin, anyways,
a good brawler.
Before we move on, I just want to let everybody know we have some breaking news. Breaking news, everybody. Okay.
Oh.
Right.
Thank you. Love you.
My sister.
There it is. There's the news, guys.
That's
there's
it. I got mail. I got mail in. It was great. God of War Ragnarok's.
That's the news.
God of War Ragnarok's combat lets you quote unquote play with your food. So you have an article here on Game Informer from Jason Giesel, talking about the new combat preview that we got for God of War Ragnarok earlier on today. Lead combat designers Mihir Sheth and Danny Ye have over 17 years of God of War experience shared between them, and both played prominent roles in the previous game's success. The series continue or current directions inspired by an old studio motto, playing with your food. Quote, that's an internal philosophy that we've had since back in the day, Sheth says. Kratos plays with his food. We try to create systems that you want to engage with that are fun, very playful, lots of different routes. And we looked at the combat in the last game and we were like, we can push this further. We can find new toys and ways of playing with enemies and strategies. That's been the guiding principle more than anything else. So to kind of just give you guys a rundown here, they have a big article kind of talking about some of the changes that they're going to be having in the combat things of the game. You will be able to do things like infusing ice and fire to your Leviathan axe and chaos blades, elements more so. You have customizable shields that you will be able to have. There are different types of shields, between shields that are better for parrying and countering, shields that are better for tanking, shields that are give you speed buffs, all sorts of different type of little things like that. They are also putting some notice onto some enemies being more vertical than just the horizontal fighting that we did for a majority of the 2018 God of War. There are enemies that jump in the air that you will now be able to attack while they are in mid-air. All sorts of really, really cool stuff. Guys, go check out this article. It is a really, really good read. And most of all, check out the gameplay preview on YouTube right now. It's available right now as of 4 hours ago. You guys can watch it over there if you want to get a good idea what God of War Ragnarok's combat is going to be looking like. And goddamn, it looks good. They talk about a little bit too how they made these changes because they're trying to get the combat to be a little bit more fast paced. That's what I'm liking. Anyways, Devin, what we got next going on?
Well, before we move on to our next segment, I want to remind everybody that they can support us on over at Discord, where soon they can get early access to this episode before it goes public. They can write into the show and they can get this episode ad free. But if you're hearing this, you probably aren't on our Discord. So for now, here's a word from our sponsors.
This piece of good cracking content is brought to you by Glide Mouse Pads. The world is changing, and the demand for PC gaming and work from home setups has never been as wild as it is right now. Having the best of the best in PC accessories only makes it easier to get your work done before you jump right back into the fray of the digital sea. And Glide knows exactly how to make it happen for you. Glide Mouse Pads is the future industry leader in mouse pads, offering beautiful, smooth, and waterproof products made with eco-friendly materials and non-slip rubber in a variety of sizes that are guaranteed to help you get the next win. Is your battle rug just looking a little crusty? Is the mouse just not as smooth as it used to be? Or are you just looking to get rid of that ergonomic mouse pad your grandma got you for Christmas? Well, then I think we have the mouse pad for you. You can go to glidemousepads.com right now and use code Kraken for 15% off the Founders Edition mousepad in every size available. Again, that's code K-R-A-K-E-N, Kraken, for 15% off any Founders Edition mousepads today. Our next sponsor is Rogue Energy. Late nights are pretty much commonplace for us content creators, and any of us here at GK can attest that sometimes you're just too damn tired to even think about how not to be tired anymore. Lucky for us, though, Rogue has figured out how to give us those late nights and even earlier mornings the supercharge we all need. Rogue Energy is a low-calorie, no-sugar energy formula that is the perfect alternative to sugar-filled canned energy drinks and sodas. Every formula Rogue Energy produces is designed with optimal levels of high-quality ingredients and no chalky textures. Being the only gaming drink company in the world with four unique product lines to suit your task at hand, Rogue Energy strives to improve that in-game performance of gamers, streamers, and content creators everywhere. Look, I love this stuff. I've got two tubs at home right now. Your boy is drinking on some caramel vanilla latte in the mornings and sipping on some mango pineapple throughout the day. And if you are wondering how you can get these two dope flavors, well, I'm gonna tell you. You can head over to rogueenergy.com and use code GKRAKEN for 10% off your purchase on any shaker or formula tub of your choosing. That is GKRAKEN for 10% off any shaker or formula tub of your black. And now back to your regularly scheduled Good Kraken content.
Welcome back.
Every fucking time.
Guest.
I try, you know what I'm saying? I tried to, and I failed. I fail like 40% of the time. I fall up, though. You know what I mean? I fall up. Like, I lean into the fall, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? It's going to be chaos. We're just going to go there. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to go there. See, watch this. We don't even do little waves anymore. You know what I mean? We don't even do it anymore. You know, I'll do it anyways.
I will say about 40% of the time of the 40% of the time, like, I mean, like 40% out of the 100% of the 40% of the time.
Yep.
It's usually just because you forgot to update and set things up on your computer.
Yeah. You know, because I would like...
Guys, welcome. This is Hands on Deck. This is what we're going to talk about, what we've been playing or watching. Each of us is going to pick one game, one movie, one TV show, any of those. We're going to tell you what we think about it. Maybe you like it. Maybe you guys hate it because we hate it. Garrick, what have you been playing or watching? Well,
tell them,
Garrick. I finally got to go to the movie theater for the first time since I watched Nope.
So
it's been a little minute.
What'd you hit, baby boy?
I went and saw Bullet Train over the weekend.
Oh,
how was it?
Okay.
Quite the fun little ride.
All right, baby boy. Let's fucking talk about it.
Unintended, 100%. So this is 100%. Like, it's almost parody of like a spy film. Like, it's ridiculous. So basically, Brad Pitt's character, codenamed Ladybug, and everybody has just like a code name. I think there's like two characters two or three characters that have like actual names.
So
Brad Pitt's character, Ladybug, basically plays like this snatch and grab sort of like underground worker dude who like just has garbage luck. Like, when people are around him, like, bodies are dropping. Like, even when he's like not trying to be lethal, people die.
I like that. That's dope.
Like,
that's
so he's got this weird bad karmatic aura around him, and like shit just goes, like, he's just a walking Murphy's Law, essentially. Okay. Well, he is like subbing in for this other guy, and he is, the whole thing is like him just trying to get this case and get off this goddamn train, and he steps off three times only to be brought back on. You're just like, all right, we're changing location. Nope, back on the bullet train, baby. And
okay, all right,
so the whole thing takes place on the train. Like, once they get on, they don't get off. Like, you, like, everything that is seen outside of the train is like exposition and happens like in the past, essentially. It's like backstory for the characters.
Okay.
But there's like, did you guys ever watch like Death on the Nile or Murder on the Orient Express? Like, those sorts of films?
Yeah.
I've watched movies like that.
unintentionally has like that sort of, or like Knives Out even, like it's got like a mystery, like the story, it's got like a bunch of parallel stories that come together at the end. And like it comes together in like a really fun way, and it actually uses quite a lot of humor, and like it's very action comedy, but like it's the deadpan humor for the most part, which I fucking love.
Same.
Didn't just show all the funny parts in the trailer either. There was like lots of times where like I had like a good chuckle and a belly laugh, and like it was actually really interesting to see all the action sequences because everything's real tight in the camera, like. So like cinematically, it was kind of interesting to see that they like how they manipulated the camera in like such a small area, and so it made for some really really interesting and genuine and like comedic but also really intense action sequences.
It's Kimiko.
It's like just over like 2 hours, and there's like a lot of weird cameos in this movie too. Like a lot of weird cameos in this movie. Like, don't go look up the cast. Like, just go watch it, because you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Because I was going to say, Kimiko from The Boys was that girl that handed them the water.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, there's just a whole bunch of, like, weird, like, left field sorts of cameos. This was, like, a very good film. But it's, like, it was one of those sorts of, like, as long as you can, like, suspend the disbelief a little bit and, like, just enjoy the film, it's, like, a 7.5, like, all day. Like, super fun, very enjoyable. If you like Brad Pitt, if you like action flicks, if you like films like John Wick, Nobody, or like, especially if you like Day Shift, which kind of has that same sort of tone with the comedic flair, this really fits that same sort of wheelhouse. Definitely worth going to see in theaters. I thought it was a really fun,
fun flick. Should people rush to theaters to see it soon?
Definitely go see it while it's in theaters. Like, it's got some good moments and some good cinematic moments to like definitely suit itself to the big screen. This is probably going to come under a lot of people's radars, but you should absolutely check it out. I love Brad Pitt, and this was like a more fun sort of role for him, which he's known to do some weird ass stuff
every once in a while.
Once in a while, and this sort of felt like that, but it had some good action sequences in it too to kind of keep it all together and move the bizarre ass plot along. And it is a bizarre ass plot. Like, you can kind of tell that like the plot's not the main focus, but it's just entertaining enough that you're just like, all right, let's see where this goes. You're just like, you're just more curious about like this bizarre ass set of weird characters that are all, oh by the way, all the characters are like ridiculously eccentric.
Quentin Tarantino eccentric, right? Like
kind of toe-sucking Tarantino.
The characters that you see in the film are go by the name of Tangerine and Lemon, and Tangerine like literally lives like their life's philosophy based off of Thomas the Tank Engine. That's it. I won't say anything else.
Yeah, don't tell me anymore.
Besides that, but like that's one of the personalities, and they're all fucking weird like that. Like every single one. Like Ladybug has like this weird, like they have a new man vibe. Like, I'm not gonna kill anybody anymore. Like, good karma, peace and good vibes. And he like literally like every time he's talking to another character in this film, it sounds like he's reading like a shitty advice book or like a fortune cookie.
I like that.
The way that like the eccentricity like of the characters in this film are like hands down the best part.
Okay. I'm sold, dude. I'm fucking sold.
Yeah, you should check it out.
I'm going to try to catch that as soon as I possibly can. That's good. Devin, what about you, Doggy Dog? What did you watch this week?
I actually didn't watch a whole lot of new things besides watching like the first couple episodes of She-Hulk over and over with different groups of friends.
Okay.
But.
So good.
I did play some stuff.
Ooh, what do you got?
I did the new King's Fall raid in Destiny 2.
Ooh.
They brought back the Oryx raid. Yes, which was my favorite raid in D1. So you know my ass was getting on there, and I was like, I already know what build I'm gonna do. I know how I'm gonna I don't know what weapons I'm taking with me for each phase. And I was all about it. It was so funny. It was like this guy was like trying to Sherpa me through it. And I was like, dog, I've done this like hundreds of times.
Yeah. Like, and I started kid,
like, I was doing the don't most damage.
The old
like,
magics to me, witch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there when they were written.
Yeah. I was like, don't Sherpa the Sherpa. You know what I'm saying?
Kang's Fall. Yeah. I haven't heard that name since 1983.
Yeah. It's fun. I miss this raid. This was my favorite. I think this is my favorite Destiny raid ever. Okay, especially really? Wow. As a hunter. Because I'm good at all the jumping puzzles, you know, and it's funny like trolling people on those because so many people are bad at the jumping puzzles in that one.
That's fair.
I think it's just the one that I held onto the mechanics the most. It was also like a time in my life where I played that game the most too. And it was just a nostalgic experience, and it's really, really fun. They did a great job like blending in the mechanics with like some of the new weapons and abilities and stuff like that. And it's also very rewarding too, in like the gear and stuff that you get out of each activity that you do within that raid too. If you are a Destiny player, if you've been thinking about coming back to the game like solely just to play this, I recommend it. I believe it's a free to play raid too. You don't even need to own any of the other content.
Free to all players.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a big recommend. And if you play Destiny, hit me up. What's up?
I will be hitting you up soon. I definitely need to hop back in since Josh helped me with a couple bucks to kind of dive in, since I'm chiseling it pretty close until my next paycheck to get my car fixed. It's been real rough out here, boys. Real rough.
Hey, I got a birthday coming up. If anybody just wants to just buy me all the Destiny stuff, that'd be
that's
the only way I'm gonna participate.
Give me a month. I'm gonna be back on my feet. I'll be fine. Me and Devin, if we're gonna try to sell you back into Destiny, I'm sure me and Devin can work something out. Like, we'll buy you back into Destiny. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do that for at least like 2 months now, man.
I did say a month. All right, like, we'll figure it out when the time comes.
Because
Lightfall. Maybe that's when we'll get Garrick.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 2023, isn't it?
Yeah, that's February.
February.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be the perfect time to start.
Yeah.
New expansion.
Fuck yeah. That could be your birthday present to me, is you getting Destiny finally and playing with me.
Okay.
Because my birthday is in February.
Listen, Garrick, I'll help out.
And you could get DayZ probably too, you know.
Listen, some of like one of my favorite raid experiences, actually not favorite, my one of my first raid experiences was with Garrick, actually. Raid first came out. And that was like a fun fucking day, us trying to run through that raid with our homeboys, and we didn't finish it. But it was
We did Vault of Glass together back in the day too in D1.
Yep, sure did, dude. It was a good time.
I was probably one of the luckiest Destiny players, and Logan and I have been, you know, Hulk Brogan, as a lot of you guys know him.
Yep.
Him and I have been playing since the beta. Mm-hmm. On the first couple weeks of Destiny being out, I got two weapons. One from an Engram. I got the Galahorn. First week of the game being out. Second week, I'm playing Crucible, and I get the fucking Icebreaker.
Devin's RNG in fucking Destiny is the dumbest shit, dude, I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, I have shit RNG.
Shit pisses me off. Yeah, my Destiny RNG is garbage. Like, dude, like, Morbid does that to me whenever we play, like, Diablo or whatever the fuck. Like, he'll just be like, oh, we got another one. And I'm like, dude, I haven't seen a fucking legendary item in, like, 4 hours. Like,
seriously.
Fuck off.
Seriously, like, dude.
I either get like some sort of exotic or like a catalyst every time I play that game.
I hate you. I hate you so much. I haven't,
dude. The thing is like, if I'm like low key, like kind of excited to play it on my Xbox. Cause that's the thing. I really want to play it on my Xbox.
Yeah.
Because I want the frames and like the fidelity and like I want the new gen experience. Mm-hmm. And like, I've seen what it looks like even on the Series S, and it looks fucking great. Like, it looks good. I want to play it on that console. It's like, that's like the bummer thing is like, I spent so much fucking money on that game on my PlayStation, but I was just like, but now I have this new console and I want to play
it. And all that stuff. It's cross-saves.
You can bring your whole account over.
Which is tight, which I forgot about, but I do have to repurchase. Like, you do have to repurchase DLCs, though, correct?
You do, yeah. Not this week. Well, actually, no.
But it's all my progress will come over, which is sick, because I completely forgot about that. That's really good, actually.
There you go.
Fresh. Yeah, I switched off of Xbox to PC
because of that. I hate it. Surreal says no. LOL.
Checks out.
Because you're like, if you want to play Destiny, call me. And Surreal's like, no.
Sounds good.
It's like, you know, that's fair. That's fair. Because you don't want to be over here watching Devin's RNG go through the roof while you take, you know, X amount of time to ever get one exotic bow that, you know, you wish you could have, but everyone in your squad has it too, but you Trinity don't. Eagle. And eventually,
dude, it's like the best weapon in the game.
Trinity Eagle.
And eventually, you get it when none of your friends are playing anymore, and then you do get it. And so when you do get it, and you tell them about it, they don't fucking care anymore because they've had it for a year, and you just got it.
I just got an exotic from year one of D2. It's taken me this long to get it. It's called Outbreak Perfected, and it's it's so good.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it, man.
So good.
I got it. I tried it. I was like, eh, sure.
Are you kidding? I've been using it in the raid. Well, okay. And right now, though, pulse rifles are the meta right now, and it's a pulse rifle. And so, like, every time you kill something, or if you put enough damage into it, it puts little SIVA drones everywhere, and they attack. All the enemy, it's really good. It's really good. I've been using it in the raid.
Well, I'll be hopping back in here pretty soon, my friend. I'll let you know when the night comes. That makes it happen. In the meantime, guys, I did watch a very fun movie over on Amazon Prime called Samaritan, starring Sylvester Stallone. So this is a superhero movie. Weirdly enough, so Sylvester Stallone is a superhero that is known as Samaritan, and the backstory is that and they explain in the beginning in a very cool sort of like comic booky type of way, but in this city that they don't describe what the city's name is or anything like that, it just is supposed to kind of look like modern day New York or whatever. Two twin brothers are born. One is good of heart and one is evil. And they grow up basically being arch enemies because the city finds out that their parents had two superpowered twins, and the city, out of terrifyingness of these two superpowered kids, burns their house and kills both of their parents. And so one of the twins is like, you know, you can't blame them. They were scared of us. And then the other twin brother was like, no, they fucking killed our parents. So they end up splitting, one being a hero, one being a villain. And in the course of their time, I know, right? In the course of their time, they have a battle that happened that goes down in history. Everybody in the world knows about this battle in which Nemesis, the evil twin brother, was killed that night. But Samaritan disappeared. And nobody knows who, where Samaritan went, who he is, any information about that anymore. And this little boy, who this movie is kind of basically focused on, ends up running into Samaritan while being a big fan of Samaritan as a superhero. It is
very Hancock.
It is very Hancock. It's very, very Hancock.
Which I like that movie, despite its flaws. So
that's a fucking Hancock, dude. That's a good fucking movie to me, I'll tell you what. Sylvester Stallone actually is not bad in this movie. I think that they did a really fun job. It does feel like Sylvester Stallone was kind of like, hey, what if we did a superhero movie? And they were like, all right, let's do it.
And wait, you said it wrong. He went up to him and
let's do one of those Marvel movies. We're talking about doing one of those Marvel movies. And they were like, all right, dude, if you want to do it, let's fucking make it happen. And he said, all right, then let's go. And it actually,
is this based off anything?
No, it's original IP.
Totally original?
Yeah, totally original IP. And they did a surprisingly good job in this movie. Surprisingly, the writing is actually not bad. It is a little pretty typical superhero-esque, like, cliches here and there. But there's a dope ass twist in this movie. Dope fucking twist in this movie. The cast actually doesn't do too bad. It, like I said, it is very cliche. There are some characters that are very like, okay, like, you could have been in a Batman movie, right? Like, I could have seen that. But the concept of their powers and stuff is really, really cool. So Samaritan, or Sylvester Stallone's character, he talks about how him and his brother's like abilities happen because the molecules in their body are like hyper moving. They're like constantly moving at such a fast pace that when they get hurt or they get damaged, their body starts to overheat. So they have to douse themselves in water because if they don't, their heart will burst. And so like they have to constantly be keeping their body heat down. So there's a really funny scene. This will be the only thing I tell you guys about. There's a really funny scene where the little boy's in Sylvester Stallone's apartment and he goes to open his fridge. And he knows that he doesn't have a fridge. He just has a freezer and it's stocked full of ice cream. And so half this movie, Sylvester Stallone's eating ice cream anytime that he gets hurt. And so he's just eating this big old fat
temperature low boy,
half gallon of ice cream, just like sitting there on his couch. And it's one of the coolest little details about this movie being a superhero film. But yeah, I think it was a lot of fun. Honestly, guys, I'm going to give this a 7.5. I think that this is a really, really good movie. It's free on Amazon Prime. It was a good little popcorn flick. I don't think it was necessarily perfect by any means. I definitely could have, you know, done a couple of little things. And there was one moment that I was like, oh God, that's bad. And you guys will see it. You'll know what the fuck I'm talking about because you guys know how I feel about this shit. But everything else in it was fine. It was fun. It was a fun little movie. I think that it sort of does the same thing that like Nobody did for me. Where it was like, yeah, like this is fun. This is cool. Like, I'm all right with this. Like, this is really, really dope. I would definitely go see other movies before it. But I think it holds up on its own. And as far as a superhero movie in a modern day Marvel, like, yeah, I think it holds up very good. I would prefer to watch Samaritan over a majority of DC movies right now.
That's not hard to do, though.
That Vin Diesel did that I can't remember the name of.
It was a blood something.
Yeah. Blood sports?
No, it's not blood sport.
No.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Point being, we don't fucking like it. That's how bad it was. Like it was
Yeah, it was, you know, it was very bad. I do remember that movie being like, ooh, yeah. But this is what
I just had an emergency come up. I'm gonna step away for a minute. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, do your thing.
Roll into the next one. I'll be right back.
Just all
right,
I got you, baby boy. I got you. Yeah. Do your thing.
Sorry, everybody.
Bloodshot.
There we go. Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is with that movie, it was almost good. Like, it had some things. It, like, did I. Like, I was like, okay, all right, Vinny, I see you. And then, like, halfway through the movie, nope.
You're like, what the fuck are you guys
doing? All downhill. What the fuck are y'all doing, man? One of the really dope things about Samaritan here, Garrick, and you're gonna really, really appreciate this. Some of the effects that they do in this are actually Marvel levels up to snuff. Surprisingly, yeah, actually, like Amazon put their money where their mouth was with when it came to the effects in this movie.
I'm not gonna lie, like after you kind of pitched it and I like watched the trailer, I was like, yep, I'm probably gonna like, I might go check this out like tonight even.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, like they sort of rated this and Bloodshot, like Samaritan and Bloodshot sort of rated the same critically and audience wise. Like critically not so good. Audience gave it like in the high 70s, almost an 80, like on both films. So like interesting.
I think it's
a disengage and watch sort of movie.
It's a fun, like, interesting take on a superhero movie because, like, in the current world where we're constantly getting a barrage of, like, superhero content, this is just different enough that you're like, oh, okay. Like, I'm interested in this sort of being, like, a different pace than the usual Marvel movie that we see. But also, it's just close enough to being a like niche superhero movie that we can sort of relate to like what it's trying to do as it's going. I also want to see if you catch the plot twist. I want to see how soon you catch the plot twist as the movie goes along. Cause there is like a real big, like, oh shit. Like that happens near the end of the movie. That's like, okay. All right. I see you. Anyways, Garrick, we got some shit next, my friends. Tell the people at home what we got going on next.
Oh, we're heading to our headlining segment, which means you better protect your neck, because we're headed to the gallows. The gallows.
Featuring Devin's chair. That's what we got. Tonight, guys, we are talking the ultimate gamer snack, right? So here's the deal. We were talking on our meeting. We have our meetings on Saturdays, right? We're talking Saturday morning. We're like, hey, you know, what do we want to talk about next Tuesday for video game content, right? And, Walking Scab, what's happening? No, don't give us a sad face. You're going to break our heart. Don't do that. Just look at Devin's chair.
What's that?
That'll make you happy. That'll make you happy. We were talking. We were like, hey, what do we want to talk about on Tuesday night, right? And I remember specifically one, Garrick Bartholomew Eaton says, man, wouldn't it be great to talk about snacks, gamer snacks? And me and Devin were like, fuck yeah, dude. Let's do it. Fuck it. We got a fun night to do our thing. Let's bullshit for a little while. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm curious. Like, I'm really curious to see. Cause like there's like, when you say like, when you literally say the words gamer snacks out loud, there's like a stereotype to it, essentially, right? Everyone's just like, yep. Doritos and Mountain Dew. Guess what? I don't eat Doritos and I don't drink Mountain Dew when I game. I don't consume either of those fucking snacks. Honestly, I'm gonna start this conversation right now. If you're one of the, if you eat Doritos and then touch your controller or your keyboard or mouse, you're a fucking animal. Like,
don't use the chopsticks or nothing. Well, I think a good place for us to start here, right, is let's talk about the traits, the categories of what makes a good gamer snack, right? And then we can start talking about some things that we would put onto the pile here, right? So what connotates a good gamer snack, right? So one, I'd say clean fingers, cleanliness.
Yeah, clean fingers is like the cleanliness is like the biggest one, right? Especially when you're paralleling it with gaming,
right? Because I'm not trying to get my grubby, dirty, nasty powder fingers all over a white controller, right? Like, I'm not trying to do that. Especially in my keyboard, right? Devin knows what I'm talking about. We're not trying to get food into the keyboard, because the keyboard is much harder to clean and more tedious to clean than one controller, right? Like, we're not trying to do all that. We're not trying to do this keyboard cleaning shit all the goddamn time, right? So cleanliness, what else would we say? Ease of access, maybe?
Longevity and hear me out. I think this is an important trait, because normally if I'm gonna sit down in like session,
okay,
I don't want a snack that I'm just gonna burn through, right? I want something I can like munch on over like a period of time, and I'm talking like be chilling with like the bag open,
right?
Like, and not go like stale and like get like within like the game, like, so like how long it lasts, like after you've opened the bag.
Mm. Okay.
Is like, I longevity. Feel like that's like, you know, longevity. Okay. Like, yeah, like how good is the snack for?
Longevity. All right. Scab says an animal indeed, gotta get a hamster water bottle. I guess Scab is all the way here for the Doritos and Mountain Dew combination. You know what I'm saying? Devin, what's a trait you think is fitting here, right? So we have cleanliness, you have longevity.
Cleanliness was definitely at the top of the list for me.
Right, right.
And look, we always have something to drink while we're gaming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think the level of refreshment you get from said drink.
Refreshment. Ooh. I think refreshment
you can say with food too, yeah. Right? Like there's you can kind of pair your food with that. And like, I feel like everyone's kind of got like their own go-to snack. Mm-hmm. That like, if you're just going to eat, like, mm-hmm. as like you're like, all right, I'm like gonna go get some snacks before I game. Like, everyone kind of has like their own personal one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. I think that's fair to say. If I could maybe toss one into the arena here, as sort of like an honorable mention, like a fourth maybe tiebreaker category here, I would also say sound. I feel like sound is an important category here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
And that's like a twofold category, because it's just like, how loud is like the bag, especially like if you're online gaming with the homies. Mm. Like, I love everybody here, but I don't want to hear everybody eating.
I know somebody who does that. It's crazy. I swear he's not here right now.
What? I don't do that. What do I eat? Like,
it's like how loud the bag is and how loud like the chewing is. Because like when you're eating chips, and like I know we've all probably had this moment, like Yeah, but like Chip specifically, like when you're like, there's that moment where you're like playing a game or like watching something and you like have to stop fucking chewing because it's like too loud, or maybe I'm just deaf and that's like a thing that I have to deal with. Yep. But yeah, like, I've literally like stopped mid bite. I'm just like, I have to stop chewing because I can't fucking hear the dialogue.
To be clear for the people at home, Devin's partially only saying this because there was a night that like we were trying to game and I did some Uber Eats for a wonderful Philly cheesesteak sandwich, right? Wonderful Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
It's not just that either. Strawberry cheesecake, Hershey's Kiss, man.
Thank you.
I didn't say part of it was the Philly cheesesteak. The other half was definitely the strawberry cheesecake, Hershey's Kisses. They were delicious. I can taste them right now.
Exactly. That's exactly what you were fucking doing.
So we have cleanliness. We have
noise,
longevity.
Noise, yeah. Longevity, and then the third one,
it's like, and then sound.
Refreshment.
Refreshment. Oh. Yes. Refreshment.
Oh, refreshment. Sound.
Yes.
Refreshment. Yes. So is four categories then? Are four we categories. Happy with that?
Four categories.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like it. All right. Gentlemen, let's put them into the arena. What do we got? What's our first suggestion, Devin? You look like you're ready to go.
Skittles.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I do think that's a good one.
It's a chewier candy, so you're not going to like down it all at once, and you can totally just notch the bag and eat it that way. And really? I think those are a little bit better of an option, like as a snack over like M&Ms, because I feel like, and like this might be like a weird thing to think about, but like I don't know about you guys, but like my gaming office like tends to get a little hot during the summer when I'm like doing a lot of gaming or doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. So like when I'm bringing snacks in here, I'm like very conscious about like what is going to go near my electronics and my desk. Like I'm not putting, like, there's no way I'm putting a Hershey's bar in here right now. Like it would be fucking done.
Right.
And it's like Skittles got that hard shell. So like, they're not going to get like all melty when you're gaming. They do, like, they're not going to get stale. Longevity.
Yeah, I was going to say the longevity. I do like the longevity of them, because to me it feels like I can burn. I don't know if you guys have the same thing here too, but I can burn through a bag of M&Ms pretty fucking quick. Dude,
because I'm just, literally I can just like down a bag of M&Ms. But like that's what the chewy factor, right? Mm-hmm, it's you're not going to just crush a whole bag of Skittles because your jaw is just going to get worked.
I like it.
And you don't want to blend too many of the flavors together at once, because then sometimes you get a weird mush.
Then you get like, but it's no bueno.
But blend in like two flavors together, that's when you get that,
also consider that like there's so much variety available with Skittles. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to get the regular ones. There's like four or five different kinds of Skittles now.
Wild berry, the best one.
Tropical's mine, obviously.
Tropical, I'm a tropical guy. Pink bag all the way. Let's go, baby. That's a good one. I love Skittles.
That was a good start, Devin. God damn, that was a good start, my friend. Garrick, what do you got? What's your gamer snack? The ultimate gamer snack you want to bring to the table?
My ultimate gamer snack? You want me to start with my ultimate one?
Well, I don't think we're necessarily doing round robin. I think we're just kind of throwing stuff on here until we can kind of agree to what's going to be the best combination for our fellow gamers.
Okay. All right. Hostess snacks.
It depends. It depends, though, because there's a lot of messy ones. There's a lot of messy ones.
I will clarify, because I do have a particular snack I enjoy.
Okay.
Zingers specifically.
Do love me a good zinger.
Don't get me wrong. I love Hostess snacks, and I have eaten quite a few. Mm-hmm. But again, a lot of chocolate, sometimes powdered sugar, sometimes got that cream oozy that spills out.
That's why I like going with the zingers, because it's essentially just a Twinkie with like lemon frosting on top, more or less. That's literally what it is. It's really simple. Three to a package. Mm-hmm. Or you can get the individually wrapped ones in the box. I don't know, I can make a single like pack of three like last like an hour or whatever, like just enjoying them.
I think my only qualm with Hostess snacks, even Zingers included in this too, they do get a little oily.
They've got a lot of oily in the butter. That is like the one thing about them.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they're not so oily as like a chip that like you can
sure, sure.
and kind of move on. That's like the one thing about it, like, I don't mind, like, because it's not so oily that it clings to the skin to where, like, it transfers. Like, you can just, like, you know, brush your hands, or even just, you know, just a once or on the jeans, because, like, whatever, we all do it. Like, and, like, you're pretty much, like, you're all right. Like, that's, like, one of my go-tos, like, as, like, a pastry one anyways.
I like it. Gentlemen, I'm gonna bring our first beverage to the table here. Our first beverage. Excellent. Okay. I want to make sure we mix it up here a little bit, right? We got a nice candy. We got a nice little pastry treat. I want to try to introduce some drinkage here. I am going to throw down Arizona green tea to the table.
My guy.
That probably is the best drink.
Goddamn.
Arizona green tea with ginseng and honey, my dudes.
Refreshing, like, as fuck, my guy. Like, very few things hit and refresh you the way an Arizona green tea does. Devin Stanford.
So cheap, too.
I just want to add on, let's just say Arizona teas in general, because there's so many good flavors. The fact of having that big-ass can. I love the green tea.
The cans.
But one of my favorite ones is that cherry limeade. Oh
man,
with the Skittles, Arizona
black and white is like one of my favorites, dude.
They're all so fucking good. They're Arizona a dollar,
tea, dude. Super refreshing too. Super, like, on the price point, like, they're very, like, yeah, dude. That definitely, like,
that's listen, the best listen, refreshment.
Listen, I'm just saying, right? I bought my video game. Oh no. It was $70. I spent all the $70 that I had.
Only for PS5 owners, really?
Yeah, I know, right? But funny enough, I had $72 in my bank account. And I'm feeling a little thirsty while I'm playing this game tonight, boys. Let's get myself a $1 Arizona iced tea. You know what I'm saying? What a better pitch do you need for a refreshment? It's a dollar. Us gamers are fucking broke as shit because we're spending all our money on our favorite fucking things. Video games. You know what I'm saying? So why not go to the store and spend your $4 that you have left on Skittles, Hostess, cakes of all kinds, because they're right around the same price point.
Cakes.
And a nice old refreshing can of Arizona tea. Me too, Devin. Let's go, baby boy. Let's go. I love it. All right. So with that said, I mean, like, do we have any others we want to throw into the arena? Do we think that these are like the ultimate?
I definitely got some ones that, like, people don't probably think about all the time.
Devin, throw it up there. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go with a specific bag of chips, mainly because it's actually not greasy, still tasty, and it's also a good chip to dip too. I'm gonna go with the baked original Lay's.
That's a good one. Dipping chip too.
Category chip on the official GK rankings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very good chip. What dip are you wanting to put this in, Devin?
Let's go.
Dude, Hidden Valley Ranch dip.
I can't answer this question because the guy's gonna think my answer's fucking weird. Okay, I'll tell you what. Go, Devin.
the answer to that question is some spinach artichoke dip, my friends.
Good dip.
Ooh, spinach artichoke dip. Good.
Mathematically proven, very good dip.
That is the best dip.
So, Garrick, what's your next snack?
Oreo cookies.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one. Those are not messy. Those are, like, as long as you're not, like, sticking your fingers in the milk and holding it, you just a little dip.
I just raw dog Oreos, my guy.
Dude, see, that's the thing is, like, I love Oreo cookies. Like, as far as cookies go, super, they're not crumbly, super low on the mess side. Even when you bust them bitches apart, like, they still, like, don't. And the thing is, it's like you've got, like, the soft inside, like, you got the cream on the inside, you got, like, the chocolate and, like, the crunchy texture of the cookie.
I like it.
Every freaking Oreos thing has, like, the little resealable flap on it now. So you can just, like, you can just, you know, shuffle that little, those rows forward and be like, boop, 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 boop. And, you know, just,
just like that. Just seal like that.
Bitch yep. right what, out, I do, what I do is I'll reseal it and then I.
Yeah, did you give her the
just like yeah.
you shuffle that bad boy to the front and you're
all you have to do is just tilt it diagonal a little bit and give it a little shake and they come down. You don't have to tilt it
like a pro. You just
you don't even have to do that much, is my point. You just tilt it. You know what I'm saying?
Let me be eccentric, okay?
All right, sure. Sure. I'll take it.
But honestly, I just think it's like, it's just one of the better cookie snacks. Because, like, you don't have to, like, as much as I love, like, Chips Ahoy and, like, you're in the Chewies and
greasy,
stuff, like,
greasy.
They're greasy, they're buttery. At some point, like, if you're into a long session, those chocolate chips are just going to start to lose their fucking integrity. Like, it's done. Like, you're going to pick one of those bitches up, and then you're just like, no! Dude, that's the thing about, like, chocolatey snacks. They're so dangerous when you game, because I feel like every time, like, a chocolate snack melts, you always transfer that chocolate somewhere else accidentally.
Well, that's why if you eat a chocolate snack, it has to be one that you literally just eat right there.
Yeah, like, and
right that's there. Why. Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Or you have to, like, Reese's go through the extra prep of, like, throwing it in, like, the freezer.
I love doing that. I love frozen chocolate. It's my shit,
dude. Frozen
Reese's peanut butter cups.
God damn, you saying it, baby? That's it. That's the one. But they get
unfrozen so fast, and that's why I never do them when I'm eating.
Yeah, have to be really quick. The thing is, though, as much as I fucking love Reese's, they're greasy little bitches, man.
They are those little cups.
Those wrappers are greasy. Oily, dog. It's the peanut butter. Yeah. It's the peanut oil. It's like it's just the part of the price chocolate. You pay for the delicious.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of what Scab is saying in chat, my next one that I want to bring to the table, ladies and gentlemen, let me talk to you about Haribo gummy bears.
Dude, yes, this was going to be on my list too. I actually asked my wife this question. I was just like, what's the ultimate gamer snack? She's like, gummy bears. Like, literally, you didn't even skip a beat. Uh-huh. She's like, gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
She's like, they don't melt. They last for fucking ever. Yep. They're delicious. They're going to last forever.
Preach it. I'm telling you. They're not greasy, they're not annoying. Gummy worms too, sure.
Gummy candies in general, Sour Patch Kids, watermelon, Sour Patch Kids, Bright Crawlers, it's all dope.
Hold on. Yeah. I was going to say Sour Patch Kids myself. I was at one point going to say that. But the sugar on the fingers gets me. It gets me.
That's the one thing. That's only really with like the sour gummies.
Now, Haribo gummy bears, beautiful, right? Because they have a nice bite to them that gives them longevity. You don't want to eat too many Haribo gummy bears at one go. You know what I'm saying? You have three maximum in your mouth at the same time, right? If you have a handful of Haribo gummy bears in your mouth, you have God's jaw. You have the jaw of a shark.
Yeah, okay? I was going to be like, the thing about is like Haribo gummy bears are like, they are like next fucking level chewy. Like they have an unreplicatable like consistency of gummy bear. Like they stand out because they're so chewy.
I have a fun fact that has to do with said gummy bears.
Oh sure, okay.
Vocalists, when you're about to warm up, get some hot water.
Yep.
Put some gummy bears in that shit. A little bit of honey.
Yep.
Let them gummy bears melt in that hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Let it cool off a little. Drink that shit.
Yep.
You're gonna have the best throat coat ever.
Know why that is, my friend? Do you know why that is? Fun fact for everybody at home. As a vocalist myself,
tell the people. Tell the people.
The same ingredient that is used in gummy bears and gummy candies is the same ingredient used in marshmallows. And marshmallows are very good at helping your throat feel better. I did not know that. Yes.
This is all new information to me.
There you go. Yep. Do it.
I learned that right on par. From, oh God, what was his name? He learned Dave it on Matthew. American Idol. No, he learned it on American Idol, and he's playing for what's that band?
Dave Matthews.
They used to be called Slaves. They have a new name now.
Rain City Drive.
Oh, Rain City.
Yeah, that vocalist. I learned it from him.
Johnny Craig.
No.
Matt McAndrew. Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
Dave Matthew.
Oh my God.
And his band.
Oh my God.
Devin, last round. What's your ultimate gamer stack going right to the table?
I feel like I need to bring up a refreshing drink at this point.
You need more beverages. You know? Let's go.
One more beverage. We need some more beverages. Mm-hmm. So for all of us gamers that are 21 and older, I'm gonna go with Truly.
This is time to get unruly with the Trulies.
You know what? I can't argue it because we've spent two years almost doing that. We've proven
it. Drinking Trulies.
It's just enough alcohol content for you to just de-stress a little bit,
right? Just de-stress a little bit
and have a great time.
But it's just enough alcohol content for you to have a good time while you're playing your video game. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, Devin. Let's fucking go, baby. We get unruly with the truly out here, baby boy. You know what I'm saying? And they have great flavors now. They have so many fucking flavors. They have Tropical Punch. They have
Topo Chicos are really good. Don't get me wrong. Fruit Punch. But do you understand the amount of nostalgia we have punch with Truly's already? You see this? how many empty Truly cans you got there?
Two. This one's full. This one's not open.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Topo Chicos are good, but here's the thing. Some of those Topo Chicos, they just taste like seltzer water, where sometimes I want to like have a nice flavor come from
and
them.
The new Trulies. I think Scab might be talking about the original Trulies, which yes, I would say
you don't fuck with that.
Very overrated. I don't fuck with original Trulies, but these new flavors, that margarita pack, goddamn.
Yeah, that margarita pack, pretty good. That lemonade pack hits too. That strawberry lemonade is one of my favorites. God, I know it's sweet, but I fucking love it. That strawberry lemonade with some Skittles.
Put a couple Skittles in there.
No. Just paired, you know, eat. But like that with the lemonade and the baked Lay's chips with your spinach artichoke dip, that is a spread, my friend.
If I may here, I will say very quick honorable mention. The original Sprite remix with Skittles in it was a very good gamer snack. Very, very good gamer snack. That was the shit back in the fucking day. I remember playing Halo with that Sprite remix and those like half a pack of Skittles in that goddamn bottle. You know what I'm saying? I was all over that shit. Garrick, what's your last take, man? What do you want to bring to the table, dog? Tell the people.
I feel like I should also mention a beverage because I haven't. This one's going to be kind of a deep cut, and it's actually been a while since I've had them because they are a little hard to find, but. There was definitely a time in my life where like this was a staple at like my computer desk. Mm-hmm. And Sobe.
Ooh. The glass bottle too.
Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that even still around?
They are. They are still around. Yeah. They got rid of over 20 flavors. But they're still around and available at Pepsi, but like it's a little different now. But like the prime era of Sobe has gone away. But
my boo just subscribed to us. Hi, babe. Cardboard King in chat. Sobe.
Dude, Sobe's tight, bro.
Sobe. I love you, honey. So Sobe Life Water. Do you guys remember Sobe Life Water?
Yeah,
I dude. Went.
That was at like the turning point of their before they phased out for a minute too.
Dog. Sobe Life Water was my fucking shit. The Fuji Apple one was probably one of the most refreshing beverages I think I've ever put in my mouth and let come out the other end. You know what I'm saying? Like I like that drink on a hot summer day. Nothing could be hotter than the sun itself, and I would still feel refreshed after that beverage.
I don't think the new ones even have the lizard on it anymore.
They do. They have the lizard on them. They do have the lizard on them. I'm on their website right now because I wanted to see what flavors they still had. Mm-hmm. I only recognize like maybe three of these. They got their OG green tea, which is okay.
Green tea was pretty good.
If I'm gonna buy green tea though, I'm gonna get Arizona.
This tsunami pink one was like my go-to.
Yeah, that one's good. The citrus energy one's not bad, but my go-to, I had two go-tos and they don't have either of them anymore.
Okay.
Their dragon fruit one.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
So good. That one's gone.
And pina colada.
Yes.
Oh, which was the late pina colada. That one's
also fucking gone.
Oh, it's so good.
Dude, those are the best ones.
Those were the best ones,
dude. All right, gentlemen. Yep. My last one, because we got to come to the end of the show here. Gentlemen, how dare we? You know what I'm saying? How dare we? Guys. I won't say it. How dare I? Say it, Garrick. Say it.
How dare you?
How dare you?
No, how dare I? Say it to yourself.
How dare I?
Yes, Devin, say it.
No.
How dare we forget to mention pizza rolls? What the fuck are we doing in this world that we live in which pizza rolls exist? And we didn't allow ourselves to call this the table. Okay.
I have strong feelings on pizza rolls, bro.
Devin, you raised your hand first. Go ahead.
Greasy, dude. Super greasy. That's why, because it gets your controllers dirty.
Oh, come on. Well, how are you? Are you just grabbing your pizza rolls like a fucking caveman? No,
I mean, if I'm going to eat pizza rolls, I'm going to eat like 30 of them. Yeah, you know? So it's like your hands get greasy. Them up
carefully with two fingers on the breading.
That's not going to happen.
Throw it in your mouth. Well,
the breading's greasy, though. Have you seen how greasy that shit gets when it's cooked?
Are you tripping, dog?
What are you, microwaving everything so there's just little, like, little sponges?
No, that's amazing. That makes it more greasy.
My thing about pizza rolls is, like, unless you're taking the time to put those bad boys in the oven, they are the most fucking inconsistently cooked snack ever. Like cold on the outside, and you're like literally hossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifossifoss hot as shit the moment you bite into it, dude.
Scab in chat says use a fork. You know what I'm saying? Use a fork.
Yeah. Or chopsticks like She-Hulk.
Oh, I do that with hot Cheetos. That's my shit.
Yeah, but say with hot Cheetos, when you're gaming, there are certain scenarios where like the chopsticks make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you guys seen like they actually have chopsticks that you can hold while you're like gaming so that you can easily go and grab and continue gaming? It's pretty cool.
Scab said Nirvana earlier, by the way. Mm-hmm. And that was a fucking great one. That was the orange one.
Orange bottle. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was really good. That was really good.
That's true. All right. Well, if you guys are going to turn me down for pizza rolls, okay, that is not going to make the final cut here, then I'm going to have to replace it with something else, okay? I'm going to have to replace it with something else. And I think what I'm going to replace it with instead, all right, bear with me here. Bear with me here, okay? Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
You're picking very messy foods right now, my friend.
Taco Bell.
Foods I love,
but you're very messy. Okay, but here's the thing, though. Like, mm-hmm. I'm willing to hear this argument out because, like, 90% of the time when I eat Taco Bell, I quarter the wrapper and eat it, like, that way. So, like, messes to a minimum. But the thing, it doesn't necessarily get rid of, because like, dude, sometimes your burrito just poops and it just is the way it is, man.
Here's my argument here, okay? The argument when it comes to Taco Bell is not, am I eating this while I'm gaming? It is the, I'm about to game and I'm not gonna need any snacks.
See, it's like the prelude meal.
There you go.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Exactly.
You know what follows? So the Taco Bell is the prelude, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then during the session, that's when you have your baked Lays with your artichoke dip, whatever drink mm-hmm, you want. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. You got one of your choices of candies. Mm-hmm, you know, you got your Skittles. Blah blah blah.
Yep.
And then at the end of your session, my guys, you look over in your pantry and you're like, oh, that's a thing of Oreos.
God damn it is, baby. You got dessert and some Hostess. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, baby.
Yep.
Dude.
Yo.
I don't even want to rank all of this.
No, we're not going to rank all of
this.
I just eat this.
Snacks are snacks, bro.
No, we don't need to rank this. Xander with a rain
right at the end.
Right at the end of the show. Xander, baby. We love you, dog. We love you. Thank you so much, guys. We're a podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're about to finish off here in a little bit. But I do want to say, Devin, thank you, because Devin just basically said Taco Bell's foreplay. And I'll take it.
Taco Bell is foreplay.
I'll accept that 100%. Like, for real.
Is foreplay.
You know how many times I've been on a date and it was just like, hey, you want to get some Taco Bell? Like, in the midst of doing things. And they're like, and it's always like, yeah, actually.
Chocolate. Yo,
what up, Panda? What up, Chocolate Thunder? Good cracking nut. Nut. Just do this. And then you can see Xander's face everywhere.
There you go. Yeah, just use that nut command. You know what I'm saying? There we go.
Yeah, everybody nut command. Thanks for the raid, y'all.
Because Taco Bell is foreplay, and so is our Bell schedule is for the rest of this week, right, Devin? Tell them what's up.
And I'm eating Taco Bell before all of this. Actually, that's not true. Not tomorrow. I'm eating PDX sliders because, you know, best burgers.
I'm gonna get some fucking Taco Bell after this. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, God damn, yeah. Are we about to have Discord? Are we gonna make a separate Discord channel that's Taco Bell party?
I mean, I'm not down.
Ridiculous.
Like, I'm not, yeah. not for it.
Because know. Taco Bell is foreplay, right?
Yes.
What is also foreplay is our schedule. Wednesday.
Let's go.
Tomorrow, Ernell is streaming Senua's Sacrifice on the Ocean Shrine Storytime, and he is going to be finally beating Hellblade.
This is a big event.
This is a big event, gentlemen. I started out doing content solo, and I started out playing two games. One, Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. Okay. Didn't finish it because I jumped right into Uncharted immediately after that. And my goal is to get those finished before our 2-year anniversary here at Good Kraken. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. We're here for it. Devin, what time is it? What time are we doing it?
That's going to be at 7 p.m. West Coast, Best Coast time. And for all you Easties out there, that'll be at 10 p.m. your time.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Sorry, we're up late.
We're up really doing sleep. It. Fuck it.
Yeah, I know, right? Come and hang out with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. What's up, baby? Thursday, we will be doing another episode of the Shipwreck Show, and that's going to be a live recording right here at twitch.tv/goodkrakenshow, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m. East Coast Time. Friday, we are doing another episode of Splash Damage, and we're going to be playing Battlefield 2042 Season 2. I don't know how I feel about this perfectly honest, like with you guys, because like I love Battlefield as an IP, but I really hate this game. We'll see how it goes.
Our goal for this Friday on Splash Damage, ladies and gentlemen, is to find out and let you guys know at home, is Battlefield 2042 even fucking worth it anymore? The answer is probably no.
Not Battlefield 1.
Because we're going to find out. We're going to find out. Because
it's not Battlefield 4.
Yeah, I know. Devin, what's on Saturday, my guy?
Saturday, we're doing another Good Kraken podcast. We are going to be talking about the D23 results.
Actually, that was my mistake. I didn't change that.
Oh,
that
you
was
messed my mistake. Up.
Yeah, that's the following weekend. That's the following weekend. This Saturday, we're actually talking about actors in multiple mediums. That's what we're going to be talking about this Saturday. But next Saturday, you can tune in. We'll be talking about D23 as it's happening live. So anyways, Devin, sorry about that. I totally fucked that up. My bad, baby.
Please let us know what your guys' favorite gamer snacks are and also your refreshments, because I want to know if we missed anything.
Yeah.
I'm sure we did.
Yeah. Tell us. Tell us all the things.
Yeah, tell us. Hit us up in Discord. You know, we got all the different chats. We got a game chat.
We got a foodies channel.
We got a foodies channel. If you have a snack and you got a picture of it, put that shit in the foodies channel.
Give us a little gamer snack selfie. You know what I'm saying?
Cosmic brownie and milk.
Ooh, chocolate onto it. He's on to it.
Little Debbie slaps.
Yeah. Cosmic brownies and milk. Fucking slap and a half. Dog.
With little Debbie's though, those Nutter Butter bars. You put those in the freezer.
You got to freeze them bitches first though, because they're sliding apart the second you open the package.
Basically, but
that is one of my favorite little like pastry snacks, frozen Nutter Butter bars. But hit us up, let us know what you guys eat and drink while you game. But for now, this has been the Good Kraken Podcast, your choice for all the nerdy video game and pop media news, reviews, and discussions that you wanted to hear live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 12 p.m. right here at twitch.tv/ Good Kraken Show. If you're riding this wave, you can head on over to our Discord, where you can submit questions and topics to the show, get exclusive content, and have early access to episodes before they go live on podcast and video services across the digital sea.
Yarg.
Oh, wow. Garrick is muted.
No, he's cussing me out while he's muted because he doesn't want people to hear how angry he is with me right now.
You can also support us by going to our YouTube channel, clicking that beautiful bell and big red button, or by subscribing to our podcast channel by searching Good Kraken exclamation point and leaving a review there. We got to get going. But until next time, Ernell, shut the fuck up.
Big Chungus.
Big Chungus.
Big Chungus.
A lot of Pierce, our honorary snack. Bye.
A lot of Pierce confirmed ultimate gamer snack. Bye, guys.